This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A West Columbus High School football standout who became a sheriff's deputy in South Carolina died in the line of duty on Tuesday. Devin Mason, a native of Evergreen, was one of two deputies ambushed in Darlington County. The suspect was killed in the gunfight. The other deputy was wounded but is expected to recover. A woman was arrested in the case as well. We have much more on this story on our website. Deborah Dahl is being held under no bond on more charges of animal cruelty, according to warrants. Dahl, age 70, was arrested in June for 80 counts of animal cruelty and one of practicing medicine without a license. She was released on bond and arrested a second time on Tuesday, this time charged with abusing and neglecting at least 8 rabbits. The bulldogs and King Corsos seized in the initial raid are being held at the animal shelter. Operation Firecracker, the state's largest anti-DWI campaign, runs through July 6th. Law enforcement officers statewide are conducting enhanced patrols to take impaired drivers off the road. Wildlife officers will be out in force July 4th through the 6th as they take part in Operation Drywater, which is designed to cut down on impaired boating. The Riegelwood Dixie Youth AA team brought home the state championship Tuesday. We are so proud of these young gentlemen. We have a report on the local sluggers on our website. Independence Day celebrations are underway across our county. The Columbus County Let Freedom Ring celebration is set for South Columbus High School on Thursday at 6 p.m. There'll be live entertainment, food trucks, and much more. Now, that's going to lead up to the biggest firework display in the county. This is the 38th year for the Let Freedom Ring event. Lake Waccamaw will celebrate the Patriotic Family 4th Friday morning with a golf cart and bike parade starting at 9:30 a.m. at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Make sure that you decorate your bicycle or golf cart in a patriotic manner. The Jimmy Stanley Memorial Hot Dog Sale benefiting the Lake Waccamaw Fire Department will be taking place Friday morning starting at 10 a.m. as well. You can pick up your hot dogs and maybe even a piece of pound cake right there at the fire department on Flemington. Now, if you already have lunch plans for the 4th, you can still help out the fire department because folks will be out there filling the boot there on Flemington Drive. Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church will hold a big Independence Day carnival and fundraiser starting at noon on July 4th. The carnival will be at 9938 James B. White Highway South. You can even dunk the preacher, from what I understand. John Boy Walton is going to be crawling up into that dunking booth, so tighten up on his pitching skills, y'all. All proceeds will go to the church building fund. Chadburn will be holding its Independence Day celebration Saturday from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Chadburn Event Field. Chadburn will be featuring a food truck rodeo and a fireworks show that will be starting just around dark. Now, also on Saturday, the Veterans Memorial Park will have Freedom Fest number 2. This will be from 9 until 2 p.m. There'll be a cruise in, food trucks, a massive yard sale, and there's still room if you want to participate in that. Also, all kinds of fun for the kids. And the Austin Watts family of Hallsboro is once again hosting their Independence Day celebration on July 5th at 3 p.m. Columbus Regional will open its own pain management clinic this week. Advanced Pain Solutions will offer a variety of pain management at its 320 West Jefferson Street office near the emergency entrance. We have much more on this at columbuscountynews.com. For CCN, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.